what I found outside the church in a tree. It's a possum.
I'm a possum.
Are you asleep?
Sound asleep.
I know what to do.
Get you goo.
Okay, now, you come up here.
Okay, I give. I was just playing possum.
Tell us your name.
My name is R.K. Possum.
Well, it's nice to meet you, R.K.
Well, it's nice to be meted. I always wondered what the inside of this place looked like.
Why did you make your home so close to this church? Aren't you usually way out in the woods?
Well, I wanted to raise my family to know about God, and I figured outside in the tree was as close as we could get, being possums and all.
So you listen to the meetings we have in here?
Morning, noon, and night. Every time there's a meeting, we're a-listening through the wall.
But I thought you possums sleep during the day.
Normally we do, but you make so much racket in here, he usually wakes us up. Well, that's okay, because we like learning about God. But I don't know how the guy in the back sleeps through it.
Well, that's not intentional, of course. So what have you learned?
We learned a lot about that possum in the Bible.
You've heard them talk about a possum in the Bible?
Yeah, you know, Paul the Opossum.
You mean Paul the Apostle.
Yeah, that's what I said. Paul the Opossum.
Yeah, it must be hard to hear through the walls. But we're glad you moved here anyway.
Yeah, it's also a lot safer than out there on the road.
Yes, it seems like we always see one of you on the road passed on.
You mean passed over.
Well,
that's why they call me R.K. Possum.
I don't get it.
R.K. Roadkill.
Could we talk about something else?
The politically correct term is horizontally terminated.
Okay, R.K.
Well, like they say, there's only two things that are sure in life. Death and taxidermy.
Well,
but we learned here that we don't have to be afraid to die.
You know, that's right.
To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, whether you're fit as a fiddle or flat as a board. I lost a good friend to a Volkswagen last week.
Oh, that's too bad.
He should have taken the road less traveled. He should have changed his ways.
Well, why didn't he look both ways before he crossed the road?
He's stubborn, I guess. From what I hear, he just flatly refused.
Well, R.K., we're glad you haven't passed on yet.
Well, not yet, but I've had a near-death experience before, and it's true what they say. Right before you go, you see these bright lights.
Yes, I've heard that.
Of course, they didn't mention the loud horn or the screeching brakes.
Well, we all have to go sometime.
Yeah, but when I go, I want to go big.
How's that?
When I go, I want it to be a fire engine.
A fire engine?
Yeah, like that song we heard you singing through the wall.
A song you heard here?
Oh, yeah. Give me that old fire engine.
What?
Give me that old fire engine.
No, old-time religion.
Yeah, give me that old fire engine. It's good enough for me.
R.K., that's not how the song goes.
It was good for Possum Silas.
No.
It was good for Possum Silas.
No, that's Paul and Silas.
It was good for Possum Silas. So it's good enough for me. Give me that old fire engine. Give me that old fire engine. Give me that old fire engine. It's for me.
Stop! Why do you want to get hit by a fire engine anyway?
It will take us all to heaven.
Oh, RK.
It will take us all to heaven.
RK.
It will take us all to heaven. So it's good enough for me. Give me that old fire engine. Give me that old fire engine. Give me that old fire engine. It's good enough for me.
RK, I gotta get you a songbook. Give him a hand.